from the Gardening Club. Morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Sue Crofts from Earlston Gardening Club. Oh, you're with us at last.
Oh dear, have you had trouble contacting me?
Well, no, we rang the wrong person. We got the NFU on instead of you.
Oh. I don't think he'd know much about Earlston Garden Club.
No, I did ask him and he said he didn't. He knows about cows.
Oh, right, I don't.
I can sell you a cow, Sue.
Oh, dear.
I do know some of the breed, but yeah, that's
about it. Don't worry, we won't ask you. Well, listen, we are so pleased you are our penultimate gardening club because sounds like we've saved one of the biggest and the best for last.
Oh,
172
really?
Members. I think you're the biggest one we've had on so far.
I'm sure, yes, I'm sure we're probably one of the biggest in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really mm-hmm. thriving.
And is that because of your longevity? I mean, have you been going for an awful long time or you just have a massive amount of interest?
Well, I think it's the combination of both. I was looking in the records the other day, and the club's been going since 1996.
Mm.
And there were two friends from Earlston, Sondra Holliday and Elaine Tierney, who started the club up, and it's sort of taken off since then.
I read here it's just, a couple of friends who thought we need something.
Yeah, that's right, yes. And some of the original people who started with those two ladies are still members today.
Oh,
so it has a very faithful following.
Wow. And what sort of things are Earlston up to? What sort of things do you get up to in the gardening club?
Oh, well, we meet once a month, the second Monday in the month, at St Barbara's Church Hall in Earlston. We don't meet in January, obviously because of the weather and stuff.
Yeah.
And we don't meet in August because obviously a lot of people are away on holiday. But we have a combination of things. We sort of gather together after the judo club have finished. We madly put all the chairs out.
Yeah.
And then everybody piles in. And we have notices about trips and things like that. And then the host introduces the speaker. And there are a variety of different people who've got some... It's not always about gardening. Sometimes it's about beekeeping. Sometimes it's about insects, you know, anything really allied to the garden. And then we have a break and we have a cup of tea or coffee. And then we have the raffle. Sometimes we have other sorts of competitions as well. Like we have a bulb competition where all the members sort of... in the autumn plant some bulbs in a pot and then they're judged in April and then the winner gets a prize. And then we have questions to the speaker, and then about sort of 9:45, 9:30, quarter to ten, we all go home.
Wow.
And that's it. But in between there's coach trips, there's outings to local gardens, there's holidays. We've got one coming up to Scotland where there'll be a coach full of members going up there, visiting gardens in Scotland there and just, you know, enjoying each other's company.
Excellent, sounds great.
I can just imagine them all, ole, 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 of the M6. You do sound like a great bunch.
Yes, it's you know, really thriving, a really great atmosphere.
How many people do you have turn up on the night? If you've got 170 odd members, how many can you fit in?
Well, sometimes they have to rush in and get extra chairs. Sometimes it's standing room only. I mean, I would think we regularly get more than, round about 100.
Mm.
And most of the speakers that come, although we do warn them that we are a big club, the speakers, sometimes they're completely overawed at the amount of people there, you know, because usually most garden clubs are sort of 20 or 30. But when they see 100 faces, you know, looking at them, they sort of take a gulp and if they haven't got a little microphone, you know, they have to speak really loudly. But
I bet some are just coming expecting like 7 people.
Yeah.
And 2 of them are knitting and not paying attention. But no, my goodness, 100 odd people. That's incredible.
Yeah. And I say, and questions at the end of the evening as well. And, you know, sometimes there aren't many questions, but occasionally there's some, you know, there's quite a lot of questions. So, and some of them also drive quite a distance. So it's, you know, it's a long day for them.
I don't think I've been invited.
Well, you can always, we've
tempting.
Got lots of members, but you can always come as a visitor.
Okay.
We always welcome visitors.
I'd love to come along. It sounds really,
it does
really
sound good.
Buoyant. It really does. It sounds great.
So remind us when and where you meet.
It's the second Monday of the month. It's St Barbara's Church Hall in Earlston.
St Barbara's, I'm just jotting this down, so give Darren directions, in Earlston. Fabulous. And all members welcome? All new members, should I say?
Well,
are you full? Is that it?
We're not actively recruiting lots of new members because obviously there's a sort of capacity that the church hall, and you know, there's only so many chairs. And I mean, many of our members have been members since 1996. So, you know, we don't lose many, but we tend to attract more. And also, not all the members live in Earlston. Some people have lived in Earlston and moved out, but they still come to the club. But we have people that travel from Leamington, Warwick, Rugby. Looking at the membership, there was one person that lived very close to London.
Oh, wow. So, that's a testimony, isn't it?
So we really have a faithful following.
It's a testimony, that you've got people from far-flung places, and also that you've run out of chairs. I think you can't get any better than that. What a position to be in. We have no more chairs.
That's
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, it's lovely to meet you, Sue. Thank you ever so much for telling us about Earlston Gardening Club. Long may you reign. And, yeah, maybe Darren and I can visit you one day.
Yes. One thing that I was asked to mention.
Yeah.
Some of the members, there's a small team of members who have created and care for a garden at Myton Hospice, the hospice that's at Walsgrave Hospital, the University Hospital there. So if anybody has got some spare time, they're always keen. You don't have to be a member of the club to help do the garden there at Myton, but it's a really great venture, and obviously the people, the patients who are in the hospice, to have something beautiful to look out on at their garden is really lovely for them and their families as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. How would they get in touch if they wanted to volunteer?
Well, I think probably through Myton Hospice might be a good way, because obviously they have to do all the checks you know, before people can volunteer there. But that would be a one way. Or to get in contact, Liz Campbell is Dennis Crowley is our chair, and Liz Campbell is his partner, and she tends to be the contact for you know, doing the voluntary work at the hospice.
Okay. Well, Sue, again, thank you ever so much. Yeah, that the hospice is a wonderful, wonderful thing that everybody helps with. Sue Crofts, Earlston Gardening Club Secretary. For now, though, thank you ever so much for all your time this morning.
That's been great. Thanks a lot.
Have a smashing weekend.
And you. Bye.
Cheers, Sue. Bye-bye.